Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, December 3rd, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and we prepare these messages each weekday morning right here from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where we're looking out at some very cold, blustery winds and blowing leaves today. Today we titled the message, Order My Steps, and that phrase is taken directly from a portion of Scripture that Brooksine will read from Psalm 119:133.
Order my steps in thy word.
We really enjoy taking lengthy nature walks and try to do so several times a week. We're getting our first blast of wintry weather, and yesterday's walk was brisk as we were showered with a cold, misty rain just bordering on slushy snow. Although Brooksine doesn't take well into the cold outdoors, our intent is to keep up these beneficial walks all through the winter. It brightens our outlook, gives us opportunity to talk together, increases our appreciation for God's creation, and certainly is a great health advantage.
Well, this brings to mind a more vital need in regard to our steps as expressed in the daily text by the psalmist. I want to have an earnest, ongoing, daily desire that my steps be ordered by the Lord and based on the truth, principles, and the spirit of God's word. Other versions translate the phrase, establish my footsteps in your word. This is a New American. And the NIV says, direct my footsteps according to your word.
The Bible often uses the example of walking to describe how we are to live out our Christian life in step with God. The very first use of the word in a spiritual sense is in regard to Enoch, who, quote, walked with God, then he was no more because God took him away. Enoch's great-grandson, Noah, was, quote, a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God.
A wonderful, reassuring promise we can lean upon is from Leviticus 26:12. I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people. In Moses' final message to the children of Israel, he often uses this same theme. In Deuteronomy 5:33, he says, walk in all the way that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess.
As I studied for this message, I was blessed with the abundance of references all through the Bible related to this theme. Far too many for this short message, but certainly each worthy of study. The final Bible writer, John, uses this term often in his letters. In 1 John 1, verse 7, we read, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin.
Order my steps in thy word. Certainly one aspect in the personal application of the brief but power-packed daily verse is having a submissive heart to learn more about God and to obey His Word. Surely we cannot merely pray this portion without having a growing knowledge of the Word and a determination to obey God. Earlier in this very psalm, we read, I have considered my ways and have turned my steps to your statutes.
Today, may the Lord help each of us to truly consider our ways, direct our steps according to His statutes, and walk in step with Him.
Let's pray together. Father, because I love your commands more than worldly pleasures or temporal possessions, I despise the paths that lead me astray like a lost sheep. You have gone before me and cleared the way so that I might follow in your steps and the steps of other righteous, godly saints. I am comforted in knowing that I don't walk alone, but I walk hand in hand with you as my guide. Through eyes of faith, I see a great cloud of witnesses, those spoken of in the Bible and those I've known in my lifetime, who've already finished the race, cheering me on as I persevere in this path of righteousness. May I endure hardship as it disciplines my commitment, and may I wholeheartedly seek you above everything else, for you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. Our website is at www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have some additional materials on the site today. A photo we've taken, in fact, a photo of Brooksine taken at a local grocery store that's kind of very likely unlike any other tree that you will see entering into grocery stores in most parts of the world. We also have a couple of additional notes regarding our experiences of the weekend, as well as some suggested music regarding this theme of walking with God. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message for Monday, December 3rd, 2007. If you look at the site today, all that material will be there. Otherwise, just go to the previous message back or use the archives back to the message dated December 3rd, 2007. Well, thanks for joining us today, and may God's blessing be upon each one of you.